Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat and celebrating the holidays with a real-life Grinch, her love of dog and all. I will tell you all about her and introduce you as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a pet parent, an entrepreneur. She's a certified pet nutritionist. She's a road tripper, a cocktail connoisseur, a coffee lover, and a tea drinker. She's originally from Peoria, Illinois, and now lives west of there in West Peoria, Illinois. She's wife to Mike and dog mom to Bear, a very special dog whom we are going to discuss at length. She is the owner and founder of Bear's Bites, and she is co-founder of Bear's Bites Foundation. She is my personal friend, a lovely lady that I'm thrilled to introduce you to. Her name is Sam Hutchison. Welcome, Sam. It's so good to finally have you on the show.
Yes, I am so excited.
Yay! Did I pronounce Peoria properly?
Yep. That's how you say it.
How do you pronounce it?
Peoria.
Okay. I was wondering if there was
I've got a Midwestern accent. So that's the only difference between the way I say it and the way you say it.
I love your accent. It's one of the things that I love about you. It's just, you're such a sweetheart. You're so wholesome. And then you have this accent. I love it. It's just so cute to me. All right. Well, I want to dig into everything that makes you all so special because you really are so special. But before I do that, I want to introduce our drinking game today. So anybody at home, please participate. It's the holidays. Anytime you hear this word.
The secret word is liver.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying, but please be over 21 to partake in the U.S. Never drink and drive and always drink responsibly. So I know you and I are boozy pet lovers because we have been to Super Zoo together and we know our way around a bar. So correct. What are you having tonight, Sam?
I am actually having a peppermint mule.
Ooh.
Yes. In my super fancy glass that has lights on it. It lights up and it has a snowman.
How cute is that glass? Where did you get that?
My friend Megan actually makes them. She owns Creative Cups and More. And she makes, I have multiple cups from her because she will make them. She makes dog cups. She makes like motivational cups and just like super cute cups like my cup today with the lights on it. As soon as I saw this, I was like, I got to have this for your podcast.
So. I love it so much because I love it has lights on it.
It only like turns just on. It doesn't blink or anything. It took me got like it. 5 minutes to figure out how to turn it on. We just won't talk about
that. So how do you make a peppermint mule?
Peppermint vodka and ginger beer.
Ooh, is it yummy?
It is so good. Like so the recipe called for a shot of vodka, plain vodka, and then a shot of peppermint schnapps. And I do not like peppermint schnapps. So I just found peppermint vodka. And put two shots of that in there with my ginger beer. And then I forgot my candy canes because I was going to have like candy canes hanging over my cup. Totally forgot I'm at the house.
Oh my God, so. I'm going to make that for Christmas Day. When I'm hosting and like it's only us and my grandmother, but when I'm hosting, I don't like to make elaborate drinks because it's just, but two ingredient drinks, that is like perfect because you can make, whip those up so quickly.
Do you like coffee?
I do.
Oh, girl.
Show me, tell me.
Rum chata, peppermint bark in your coffee is amazing. Amazing.
Oh my God. I didn't even know they made that. I know I love rum chata, but I didn't even know they made that. So that's perfect.
I didn't know until this year. And I was at the store that we go to get our alcohol. It's called UFS. It's here in Peoria. And I was looking at, they have like the little bottles like by the checkout. And I was like, oh, what's this? So I took it home, poured it in my coffee, and I'm a fan.
Oh my God. I love a peppermint like latte. Like, oh my God, just so good. Well, I'm actually going to make my drink in front of you. Well, I'm not making it, but I'm pouring it in front of you because I want you to see this gorgeous trick I learned on social media. So that is water that I put in a glass and I put in a sprig of rosemary and I froze it and it stayed pretty straight. And then I made a cocktail, which is in my cocktail shaker over here, that has vodka. I used Snapple, kiwi, strawberry, and I made a rosemary simple syrup so that I could have this yummy drink with you today.
I totally saw your Facebook about you making the rosemary simple syrup, and I was like, oh, snap, I am not that fancy.
Look how cute that is, because it's literally in the glass.
I love it.
Like, it's in the ice. It's floating around. So
it looks like a Christmas tree.
It is just floating there. Isn't it? That's so cute.
It is. Beautiful.
Okay, well, I need to figure out how I'm going to drink it. But I have like a little stirrer.
Don't stab yourself in the eye. Is it good?
Oh my gosh, that is so good. Oh. That is perfect. And I could have put a little more rosemary simple syrup in there, but I didn't want it to be too sweet or too rosemary, but it's so good. It's so nice. And I haven't named it yet, but I was thinking like Christmas tree topper or something along those lines. So I have to figure out what I'm going to name this.
It looks like a Christmas tree floating in your drink, because the little base is the ice, and then you got a Christmas tree floating in your drink.
Yes, it is super cute. I love it so much. I hope I don't spill it. Well, I just want to cheers to us finally doing this. Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so good. I'm gonna be drinking this all evening. I made extra too, because I'm going to go on happy hour now after this. I do happy hour after my shows, after I record, so I can go live on Instagram, and I'm going to be just tipsy tonight. And that's fine, because it's the holidays. All right. Nice. So I always introduce this show with a game. Today is no exception, especially today celebrating the holidays. So I'm going to play a game called Top of the Holiday to You. And I want you to tell me your top choices for these holiday categories. Are you ready to play?
Okay. Let's do it.
What is your favorite holiday movie?
Grinch. The Jim Carrey Grinch. Yeah.
All right. I was going to ask you which one. That is the best Grinch. I love it so much.
Yeah.
What is your favorite holiday song?
Sheryl Crow did a version of the Blue Christmas back in 99. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. You are like a Christmas historian and a Grinch all at the same time. That's pretty impressive.
In high school, it was like my senior year in high school, and this song, I heard it on the radio going to the mall, and I was like, oh my God. I don't even like Christmas music. There it is.
All right. Favorite food to eat on Christmas Day?
Tacos. I know it sounds cliche, but on Christmas Eve, we've done tacos for I don't know how many years, so we just do tacos.
That's actually not that weird to me, because I'm in El Paso, and the tradition for Mexicans, at least here in El Paso, because I'm not Mexican, so I'm not an expert in the culture, but here in El Paso, we do tamales for Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so spicy. Oh, they're so good, but they're so spicy that this not Mexican woman, even though I'm Latina, I'm not used to that level of spice. And some of them, they make me cry, but they're so good.
I was going to say, I wouldn't be able to partake. So I have a friend whose mom just like took me and made me hers. And she's from Mexico. And she'll tell me, she'll say, mija, this is not white girl safe. Legit. That's what she tells me. Anytime. And then she'll say, you can have this one, mija.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Love you.
Yeah, so I don't even, so here, because I look Latina, they'll be like, I'll be like, is it spicy? And they're like, no, not too spicy. And I'm like, no, but I'm not Mexican. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, it's spicy.
Yeah.
I'm like, just because I'm speaking to you in Spanish doesn't mean that I can handle that.
Right. No, I'm a ginger. They know right out.
Oh, yeah. You don't look the part. You definitely don't look the part. All right. Next question. What is your favorite gift you've ever received around the holidays?
Ooh, Mike bought me the ring that I wear as my wedding ring, actually, 21 years ago for Christmas.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
What?
And it's an opal. And
I love opal.
I wear it to this day. I had it on in Vegas.
I love that. I think I saw it because I remember it being opal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he bought me that. We've been together, well, it'll be 23 years in February. So it would have been 22 years ago. It was our first Christmas. He bought it for me.
Aww.
Well, I picked it out. He bought it. So.
Well, same with my engagement ring. I have an emerald, actually, speaking as I'm wearing my green here. It's one of my favorite colors. And I have an emerald ring that's like 100 years old. So I don't wear it anymore very often because it's 100 years old. It is not a family heirloom. It's something I found and fell in love with. And then he bought it. I got it for Valentine's Day, not for Christmas. Always a holiday. You guys are cheap. You should have bought me the holiday gift and the ring separately. Gosh darn it.
Well, my birthday's 3 days after Valentine's Day, so I don't abuse Mike too much on that one.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Especially now that it's shared money, right?
Yep.
All right. The best gift you've ever given.
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. I actually bought my mom a set of pants this year that she wants, and I know she's going to be ecstatic. Like, no joke. On top of that, we bought my dad a bird feeder with a camera on it.
Oh, so, like, my gosh.
They're getting the best presents this year ever. And then on top of that, once Mike sees my dad's present, he's going to want one too. So I might as well just buy him one for Christmas.
Okay, don't let any of them see this until after the Christmas gifts have been exchanged.
Yeah, I won't be able to share it on our Facebook.
We'll share clips, and then you can give them the link to the whole episode after the gifts have been exchanged. Yes? All right. Last question. Have you ever taken a vacation around the holidays, or do you usually stay home? What do your holiday plans usually look like? Favorite things to do.
We normally stay home because both Mike and I work. Owning the business around the holidays is tough to get out. Next year, I think we are going to just be like, done, and take a trip. But it's got to be somewhere warm, and there's not a whole lot of warm places in December that we can take bear swimming.
Yeah, no, you're right. I was going to say El Paso, but then you added the bear swimming thing.
Like, how warm is it at your house right now?
Oh, right now it's like 65, 70 degrees out.
Oh, shit, that's warm enough.
I'd have to find you like a pool. Like, we're in the desert. I'd have to find you a watering hole. Not that kind of watering hole. A hole filled with water for bears. We'll do both. All right, so speaking of Bear and how special he is, how is he doing and how old is he now?
So he turned 7 in July, which is actually his breed, Dog de Bordeaux. It lives till they're about 7-8 years old. So he's doing better than he has in multiple years. So he was diagnosed with heart disease back in May. And he went on medicine, he went on CBD, he's now in the mushroom blend breathe. And he is running around like he's a puppy.
Yay!
So I will take it as long as I have him. We went to a new cardiologist back in, about a month ago, back in October, I think it was. And he does have extra beats on the bottom of his heart, which I guess we did not understand how serious that was. And unfortunately, that's just not a really good thing, but we're going to keep him as long as he's happy and running around and being a crazy pants, and he's doing good. He wakes me up every morning at 5:00, whether I'm awake or not. Sometimes it's 4:30, and wants to run around like a crazy pants and play with his Lambie.
Oh my gosh. He and Van Gogh would be best friends. I can't get good sleep since I got my cat.
Oh, he loves cats, but they beat him up.
Oh, yeah, Van Gogh seems, he's very territorial. You know how cats are territorial. So we only had one dog that doesn't live here visit. She's Boomer, stayed with us for a few days. And like at first when he came to like just do like a little, hi, how are you, and leave, everything was fine. But once Van Gogh realized he was staying for a while, he was like, get out. He would like swat him away from the bowls and stuff.
Bear be like, oh, hey, friend, and like come over. And then he'd get beat up.
Yep, the swatting. So Bear inspired your business, Bear's Bites. Obviously, that the name's a giveaway, but tell us how that happened and what were you doing prior?
So I was in accounting prior to Bear's Bites. How things actually started is our boys before Bear's, Sergeant Tank, actually had food allergies. So I've been making dog treats for, gosh, it's coming close to 20 years now. Because our boys had food allergies and I couldn't find anything that didn't have chicken in it and didn't have a bunch of stuff that I couldn't pronounce. So I wasn't going to try it. So I wasn't giving it to the boys. And so I got one of those little white Ronco dehydrators. I've probably got it still. And one day it'll be in the Bear's Bites Museum. and I started making them sweet potatoes and bananas, just organic sweet potatoes and bananas, and the boys loved them. So when the boys passed away, we adopted Bear, And I was so excited, girl, like so excited. We're going to pick up Bear. And I was like, he's never had treats like these. I was so excited. That dog smashed those all over the floor of my car. He would not even put them in his mouth.
What? They were too high end for him.
He started off being a ginger shit the day we met him. Just like his mommy. So I found a local company, a local farm that did hormone-free, steroid-free, organic raising of their meats. And I started doing beef liver. And then that was, so we adopted Bear in March of 2017. And in November of 2017, I looked at Mike and I was like, babe, I'm going to start a dog treat business. And he's like, he gave me the crazy pants look like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then I was like, no, 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 hear me out. He's like, do you know anything about starting a business? I was like, no.
No, but you're an accountant. You've got like halfway there.
Right. He's like, when are you going to do this? I was like, we're launching January 1st. He's like, okay. I get the crazy pants look a lot. I'm not even going to lie. Like, he does the whole... My dad did it to me. My dad still does it to me. Now Mike does it to me. We launched February 8th of that year. I had to learn a few extra things. Like, I've done all my paperwork. I've done my LLC paperwork. I've done my... found the insurance. All of the things I did myself. And we launched February 8th, and here we are 5.5 years later, way beyond what I ever thought we would be. Like, really, my goal when I started my business, I was like, oh, at 5 years, I'll quit my job. I'll do some farmer's market, have an income, help some dogs with their allergies, you know, help families. I quit my job in less than 2 years, my full-time job, and moved into we had it in our house. Moved out of our house in less than 3 years, signed a lease on a building during COVID, moved out of that building the following year into where we're at, and we're probably buying a building this coming summer.
Holy moly! Okay, yeah. Tell me how many retail stores you're in right now?
Over 250 nationwide. So it's
amazing.
It's kind of crazy because I totally did not foresee this. And we're still expanding, like, one of the goals for 2024 is to expand our wholesale.
Wow. That is just so cool. I'm so proud of you. I think it's so amazing. And when in this journey did you become a pet nutritionist?
2 years ago.
And why did you feel compelled to do that?
Because I did not have all of the knowledge to help pet parents that I wanted. And I'm still learning. Like, I want to take, I'm certified through Dogs Naturally. And I want to take the Real Dog certification. And I also want to take Dr. Ruth's. So I've got, like, the plans are working. I wanted to start the Real Dog one, like, now. But, you know, it's Christmas time. And I'll do it in January, which I don't even know if I'll have time to do it in January. But we'll see.
All right. Well, I want to dig into why you're so busy and all the things you make for dogs and cats. Too.
Yes.
But we need to take a little break here. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Sam, and she's going to give us the menu that they offer dogs at Bear's Bites. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I'm speaking to my friend Sam, who is the founder of Bear's Bites, who makes amazing dog treats and cat treats. And she is just a force to be reckoned with. 5+ years, 250 retail stores, working on wholesale, kicking ass and taking names. But I can't describe her as anything else but a badass. So, Sam, I'm going to invite you to play a second game with me because okay. I know you can do this. This is called the best pet gift. Okay. And I have this opinion that I want you to support here. Okay. I believe that the best gift you can give a pet is a single ingredient treat, a high quality, obviously made in the USA, single ingredient treat. I would like to give you 1 minute on my handy dandy clock here to support my opinion. Are you willing to do that?
I can do that.
Okay. I know you can. All right.
Yeah, tell I don't us know why. If I can only do it 1 minute.
You can keep going. If it's, I'll let you go. Don't worry. I won't stop. You. All right. So all you have to do is tell us why single ingredient treats are the best pet gift. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. So single ingredient treats are the best pet gift because if your dogs have food allergies, then you don't have to worry about anything extra being in there. Also, you don't have to worry about being cross-contaminated in my shop because we only make one thing at a time and cross-contamination is actually a big deal. Dealing with organ meat, if you have just beef liver, that's all you're getting. Chicken hearts are great for taurine. Pumpkin is great for digestive issues. We also do whipped cream now because we have a cool thing and it's good. I know it's a little bit sugary, but it's you only give them a little bit, so
right.
They get a little
They're
free.
Sweet. They taste good. Okay, they taste good, right?
Yes, I actually try all of my treats except for beef liver because I can't stand it.
Ew, I don't think I've ever eaten liver. I think my family spared me of that growing up because my family didn't like it. So I think I'm good. But my cat and my dog, they just love your treats. They love your treats. If you ever do another like free shipping extravaganza, I'm going to order another big box because it was just like, I blew the budget that month. I didn't care because they're so good. They're so good. You have one specific treat that's for cats, but can cats enjoy the other ones as well?
Yes. So cats can enjoy your chicken hearts, which is actually a favorite of cats and dogs. It's becoming our number one treat. I cannot keep it in stock. But we have our chicken breasts, which are for cats, which they're safe for dogs too, but they're geared towards cats. So we have our chicken hearts, our chicken gizzards, our beef liver freeze-dried beef liver is safe for cats. And we also have chicken liver. These are all yes. safe for cats.
Okay. So dehydrated. Are the dehydrated?
Those are freeze-dried. The cat treats are freeze-dried. I didn't do cat treats when I first started because I didn't have freeze dryers. But once we got our freeze dryers, I started doing cat treats. The dehydrated's just a little hard for them.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. My cat, I just want for the dehydrated ones, I just like break little pieces. And he eats it. He looks like he eats it. But he and Kira both agree that the chicken hearts are the number one option on the menu. They will order it every single time. And I have a cat that literally comes when called thanks to your treats. So thanks for that. Because he knows if I'm shaking something, it's got to be a Bears Bites bag and there's something delicious in there. All right. So how do you make your treats? Tell us about the process that you just alluded to.
So I have this big shop that I have 6 freeze dryers, which we're actually going to be expanding that in January. And I have 2 huge industrial dehydrators. So everything gets sliced. Well, the chicken hearts don't, but I do cut off the fat for the chicken hearts because fat can actually go rancid, even freeze dried. So I don't like having the fat on there. I know that they need to have some, but I don't want you guys to risk it molding. So I do cut off the fat for the chicken hearts and then the freeze dried, it goes into machines. It takes about anywhere from 24 hours to, I think I got one in there that's at 65 hours right now. So, and then dehydrated side, it's all gets sliced. I have a slicer and like our beef liver gets sliced, chicken gets sliced, everything gets sliced, goes on trays, goes right in a dehydrator. And that takes a little less time. It's normally between like 36 to 40 hours for anything in there, minus like the pig's feet. Those take 5 days across the board. But everything else is pretty much like 2 days, 3 days.
That is incredible. And how many people on your team? I already know the answer to this. I just want my audience to know the answer to this.
Well, there's me. And my husband fixes the equipment that I break because I'm really good at breaking the equipment. And Bear.
And Bear. And what does he do? Just quality control, I assume?
He is the chief tasting officer.
Mm-hmm. And what is his favorite? The chicken hearts?
Chicken hearts and now freeze-dried beef liver, too.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, all right. Tell us about the meat you use. Tell us about, and it's raw, right? So you freeze-dry it from raw, dehydrate it from raw?
Yeah. Yes, everything is raw when it comes in here. Everything, I work with local farms, and everything is hormone-free, steroid-free, and organically raised. Grass-fed, grass-finished. Like, there's no gross stuff going in them. I actually do visit the farms because when we started, we worked with one, and I didn't visit him. I trusted him and found out that he didn't even have any animals on his farm.
Oh, no.
So, because I kept saying, oh, I'm going to come out and visit the farm. I'm going to come out. And he was like, no, you can't. And I was like, what are you hiding? So I drove by. Not one animal on that farm.
Oh, my goodness. So for those who are watching and don't know what grass finished means, can you give us a quick lesson?
They never get any of the crap. Like, it is grass fed, like from beginning to end. So there's never any of the crappy grains, never any of the chemically.
Yeah, they don't fatten them up at the end, right? They don't fatten them up with the soy and the corn at the end.
Yes, there's none of, they don't ever get any of the gross stuff that they shouldn't be eating anyway.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you recently won an award, and I would like to toast to you and your success, but what was the award, or what was it that happened to you that recently that you were celebrating with the governor? Yeah.
Okay. So crazy. Yes, I was inducted to the 2023 class of Illinois Made, which is I didn't even know, but Discover Peoria had submitted my name and my business to the state of Illinois for this. And it's only businesses that are completely made in Illinois, sourced everything, which we have farms here. We have farms outside of Illinois, you know, but we're sourced. We are made at, like, right here in our shops, actually in East Peoria. It's right across the river from my house. So I got to go up to Chicago. My friend Cassie and I went up and got to meet the governor. They actually just did a news piece on us Monday too, because Illinois Made has a holiday gift guide. And so I just found it today. So that was up in Chicago. The governor said that his family dog, which his daughter now owns, has food allergies. So he's going to send some of our treats to her.
Fantastic.
Excited.
That is so good. Congratulations. Well deserved. I'm not surprised, but I'm very happy that you got the recognition you deserve. Okay, obviously you're going to be working a lot this Christmas, because if you just got on the news and it made that guide, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of freeze drying equipment being used for the next few weeks. Oh, yeah. After the holiday rush, what's next for Bear's Bites?
So I can't tell you exactly what's happening in January on this chat yet, but a friend in the industry has reached out to co-produce a product. We're probably going to involve, we're involving a couple of people in this, because it's
very it's
going to be pretty cool. She's going to come down and we're going to work on some stuff in January. That's why I said I'm not sure I'll be able to even have time to take any classes in January. We're buying more equipment because that's one of my favorite things to do, is spend money. And Mike's our biggest investor, thank God, because I don't have extra.
Well, you need it if you're going to get so busy and you're about to make. So are you producing this new product, this collaboration?
Yes.
Very
it will
nice.
Be made here in East Peoria, Illinois, at the Bear's Bites headquarters.
Are we in the headquarters right now?
We are currently in the headquarters.
We're in my office.
Like we've got treats over here. We've got the Christmas tree behind us. We're on my desk, which is a hot mess right now. Because I have to like bag the treats at my desk. So I've got like things everywhere. My whiteboards with all my
nice
stuff. So yeah.
That's so cool. Sneak peek into where the magic is made. So one question, as a consumer, well, not, I don't consume the products, but I buy them. How long, once we open the package, does the treat last? And how long does it keep sealed?
For dehydrated, you have a very, very, very long time. When I had them tested, I think it was around 23 to 25 years. Freeze-dried, a lot less than that. I think it was tested between 3 and 5 years. All of our chews, I would say 2 months.
Okay.
You know, chews are different. They right. have fat in them. You know, like the pig's feet are going to have fat, the ears, chicken wings, stuff like that. I never suggest those go over 2 months. I have found them in my house that lot longer than 2 months and they're still fine, but I don't suggest buying them and then, you know, leaving them.
Storing them. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know how much I can store.
Oh, girl, they're not going to stay in your house that long because your dog's
going to be
your
exactly.
cat. Cat's going to hunt out the chicken heart.
So I'll tell you this about my cat, wherever he is. Oh, he's over here. Just Van Gogh. He doesn't even listen. He doesn't know his name. I call him Kitten. But anyway, he when I give a chicken heart, because they're like, I don't know, the size of maybe my thumb, for those who are watching on YouTube, I give one to Kira, who's a 50-pound dog. So obviously she crunches it up and asks for more. And then for him, I have to slice them up. So it his pate. I don't know. Do I have to?
No.
He should be able to like go to town.
My mom's old cat was a 5-pound calico towards the end there. She was about 4 pounds. I gave them to her whole. There was a time where that's all she would eat. And it was like 3 days straight. All she would eat was a chicken heart. So we just.
Yeah.
Hand them right
okay.
Here.
So that's good to know. Cause I did at one point overnight when he was waking me up, I gave him a whole one and then I didn't see it the next day, but I thought maybe he had like dropped it and Kira had stolen it. So that's good to know. Cause I mean, they eat mice in the wild. They would just be like tearing apart a mouse. So like they can easily do a freeze dried chicken heart.
Yeah. And what's funny about that is one of my customers was actually, she buys them for her dog and her cat, which I didn't know. Yes. And her cat's huge. Like, it's like a ginormous cat. It's not like a Maine Coon, but it's still a big cat. And she's like, girl, my cat loves this chicken hearts. And I was like, their mouths are like this big. Why are you giving her a chicken heart? And she's like, oh no, they just destroy them. I was like, oh.
I feel like it's like an enrichment toy and a treat and like a snack, like a hefty snack all in one. I think it's a great product for both. Yes, absolutely. So, so tell me, how can my audience learn more about Bears Bites? Where can they buy them, et cetera, et cetera?
You can buy them through me at bearsbites.net. You just hop online and order them, and I ship all over the United States. Right now, we have the 12 days of Christmas going on. We are on day, what's the date today?
Six.
Day six of our sales. So we got 6 more days to go. The last day is going to be a good one. Just let you know if you missed any of them.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so you can hop online, order it. We ship everywhere. We're updating our list of stores. We will be expanding our list of stores over the next year because I will be traveling, looking at more small boutique-y type stores, groomers, daycare, stuff like that. I would rather work with the smaller businesses that care about their pet customers
Absolutely.
And their pet parents
right.
than go sit on the shelves at a big store where they don't know anything about this stuff.
Yeah,
so
for sure. I completely agree.
It's just a different feel.
It is. And you want a little education too, right? Like, you know, if somebody is at a big store, let's say even if like no hate on Target or like Costco, we love them. But like, there's nobody to tell you why this treat is special versus that treat. Because in a small store, they'll tell you that there's taurine in the chicken hearts. They'll tell you that this is an organ meat and treat at the same time, which is more beneficial than something that is just flesh. So all those things that somebody would tell you in these little boutiques where they have a lot of training and education, they don't have the training at these big box stores. So I totally hear that. Well, I just want to propose a toast to you for being my guest, for sharing a drink with me, for being my friend, and wish you a happy Christmas. Happy Christmas, happy holidays, and happy New Year. I also want to propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. Here is to you and your beautiful family. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas with your new grandchild. And here's to my audience for checking in with me all of 2023 and during the holiday season. I hope you have a wonderful time with your family, friends, alone, with your pets, whatever floats your boat this time of year. Enjoy it. Stay home, stay comfy, stay cozy, stay safe. And here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers. To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on petliferadio.com.